a word for you from Luke chapter 2 verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Here one sees how the Lord Jesus Christ truly became poor so that we might become rich. Of course, it doesn't mean it in a sense of wealth, financial wealth. Although it is true that in Christ all things belong to God's people, because He owns everything. But here, the theme of the Bible, and the theme of the New Testament in particular, for instance in 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9, speaks about how Jesus Christ was willing to become poor, He who was rich, so that we might become rich. It says, "For ye know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that through His poverty might become rich." Yes, here we find the Lord Jesus totally born in an unrecognized way, at least by the world. Even the Caesar Augustus, the most powerful man in the known world of that time, didn't even know of them. They were unheard of. He might have them in some scroll after a while, as Joseph and Mary being registered in this way out, different small little place far away in his kingdom called Bethlehem, house of bread, as God said, because this was to be the place in the city of David. Yes, even the shepherd, the real shepherd of our souls, was to be born. And he was born in utter poverty. And so as we read here of him being wrapped in swaddling clothes, he didn't have any of the riches and the wonderful wealthy garments that would have been available for the richer class. But he didn't even have a space, a proper place, a proper room. And here he was in an animal container, in a place where probably corn was kept for the animals. But here is the most beautiful scene for heaven. No wonder that the angels, in speaking to the shepherds, stood there in amazement and marveled at this wonderful mystery that God would do this for the children of men. Yes, God remembered you too. And Jesus forsook his wealth and he became poor. And more than that, he went right through to the cross, the ultimate poverty, lost even the little he had, his own life, to give you life. Are you thankful? Are you willing to make room for him, he who truly owns you?